Now, turning our back on the river and going back up towards Garlic Row and Oyster Row, you come to the place where the music booth usually stood. This was a wonderful entertainment place where you could sit and have a drink and be entertained with, well, all sorts of music, we hope. Orchestras, singers, singing ballads or the popular songs of the day. And on the gate would be a man called the Merry Andrew, who would take your money as you went in. And he'd be dressed a bit like a clown, but it was his job, yeah, to be the doorkeeper. So, pressing on up Garlic Row, you would also have come to other entertainment places. People who had something extraordinary about them. So, the female colossus, a lady who was very, very tall, would come and show herself in a booth as an extraordinary person who was much, much taller than any other women around. And they said she was one of triplets. So it was very special that she had grown that tall. And then there were people who were very, very short, and they would be shown off as well to everybody to marvel at and to gaze at. The Irish giants would come. They too were men who were very, very tall. And there were also sometimes extraordinary animals who'd grown up with the wrong number of legs or two heads or something like that. But there were other entertainments as well, and you might get to see the animals. So late in the 18th century, there were menageries that would come to the fair, and they would bring exotic animals that people had never really seen before in this country. There weren't zoos in those days, not proper set zoos, no television or no films or anything that you would see African animals on. So if people brought a tiger, or if they brought a baboon, or an ostrich, or a rhinoceros, this would be really extraordinary, and people would certainly pay money to go and see these amazing wild animals in their cages on wheeled trucks that they brought them up the road in. And they would come up from London, like so many of the other entertainments. Then there would be puppet shows. It was quite difficult sometimes to get permission for actors to act. There were laws about people acting. But puppet shows were fine, so the people would bring a puppet show with quite tall puppets, sometimes little ones like the modern Punch and Judy, but also ones on strings that would be much bigger. And they would tell all sorts of fairy stories or the story of the world, all the Bible stories. And people thronged round to see those, not just children, they were for grown-ups as well. And if you wanted to dance a bit, you might find where the maypole had been set up. And if you were lucky, there'd be a fiddler or some other musician who would play. If you paid him a penny or so, he'd play so that you could dance around it. So there were all sorts of entertainments, people who would bring their instruments to play, people who would sing and expect a penny or so for singing to people. And then for a while, theatres were allowed, and right at the top of Garlic Row, on the side nearest town, there were theatres built. So they had to be built from the beginning, like all the other stalls. They weren't there all year round. And they would have a proper gallery and proper boxes and real theatre companies who would do the sort of plays that people would be able to see in London or other towns. And the theatre companies would tour around. They would do a different show every night. That's remarkable. Some of them for 2 weeks they would do a different play. Can you imagine learning parts for a different play every night for a fortnight? And sometimes the proprietors were really very kind because they thought, well, they will do something for the local community. So they would announce that the takings one night would perhaps go to support the schools in Cambridge. And another night, perhaps they would go to help the poor people who were locked up in Cambridge Castle because they were in debt. And they couldn't pay their debts. So the theatre takings would go to help them out. So all in all, people could have a really fun time at the fair, as well as using it to buy all the things they needed for their household and for their clothes and their families.